Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
It's what attracted all of us. This is what attracted us to you and to the ministry. At that point, it wasn't a ministry. It was you. You had focus on him. We saw the light coming through you because of your focus on him. You weren't focused on us. You were focused on him. And we were drawn to that focus. We each do.
Everybody else has a story. We each have a story of that. I'm not going to tell the story of that.
It's all of us. I mean,
And then you became the torch.
Well, that's a harder one to sell, but...
Actually, it's not. Actually, it's not. I'll share. Became the torch, which, in my darkness at that point, made it very clear that you were real and that he was coming for me, and I wanted but feared knowing that God was saying it's time. The time is here because of what I saw at her and your ministry in her life. So, yeah, I'd say that became a tower of light and such that, and like I said, the first time when you called me, it was with fear and trembling, but probably more, I think, watching The Chosen and probably very similar to those that the demoniacs and those with demons, that when they came in proximity of either the disciples or Christ, they smelled it was holy and they didn't like it and didn't want it. The person that was captive wanted it, but the demon didn't. And so, you know, when you met me at the door and hugged me, I literally, boom, it's gone. I knew that it was God, so... That's my story.
Well, he came.
I don't
do this.
Yes, you do.
He did great.
Well, I'm trying to think. I don't know. Really, the only thing that. There's several things. You know, just watching LaDonna when she was beginning to be a part of the, you know, the Bible study. And, you know, I could tell there was something different there, and watching Joan all these years, you know, I could sense that maybe I needed to get a bite of that too, you know. But when I came up here to work, back when I was working for myself, broke, never been poor, but I've been broke. I know what it feels like. It's not good, but anyway, come up here to work. And, you know, worked, and Martha sat me down here one day and said, well, how much do you want to get paid an hour? And I told her, and she said, no, that won't do. I'll pay you what I pay my son. So, you know, you go there, and then... The next day, she calls me in and says, I've been having a feeling that there's something I want to do for you, and I'm not going to take no for an answer. And I said, what is that? And she wrote me a check for my house payment. And, you know, people don't do that. And just, hey, I want to help this dude out. That was God. And I knew that then. And that's been a long time ago. And, anyway, I realized then that there was more to her than what meets the eye.
That light in you, that light, his light in you, is love and acceptance. And it draws us in. and embraces us.
I think when I first met Martha, Joan invited me to join the Bible study with her, and it was just obvious she wasn't, Martha wasn't your regular preacher person, at least the ones I had been exposed to. And it was clear to me that she heard something I didn't hear and saw something I didn't see and knew stuff I didn't know and experienced God, that it wasn't just words, that it was a life of experiencing God. And she was essentially, well, besides my husband and siblings, maybe, first person who ever called me out on my BS. And, I mean, that's a big deal.
I don't remember that you needed that.
But, yes, different. The experience was, you can't come here and lie to God. You can be a sinner. You can be a mess. You can be whatever. Except, at least just tell the truth about that.
I have a Martha story that I can tell. When I first started to meet with Martha, I wanted the Lord so desperately, but I was terrified. I was just terrified when I meet with her. But really, when I tell you, I was cynical. I didn't read the Word anymore. I went to church. I tolerated church, but the rest, I just couldn't take it. So Martha said to me, and this is who she is, that this is God's kindness to us and His understanding of where we've been. She said to me, "Joan, do you read the Word?" I said, "Oh, no, I hate the Word. I have been beat up with that thing, and I don't want anything to do with that." And she simply said to me, so graciously and kindly, "Let's just try again." And it was the most precious thing. And because the way she said it to me, she didn't say, "Oh my gosh, what kind of wretched woman are you?" She just said, "Let's try again." I shockingly said, "Okay." And that's one of my Martha moments that is really very, very precious to me. And it's who our God is. That's who our God is. He takes us right where we are and loves us.
And that was Him and not me. Because when you make a contract with Him or whatever you call it, that you will give your life to Him and to know Him. Oh, I'm in that scripture where they came to Jesus and said, "How do we work the works of God?" And He said, "This is the work of God." This was the important thing I left out. And in the Amplified, He says, "This is the work of God, to believe, lean on, trust, rely on, and obey." Is that it? 629? In the Amplified. Got to be Amplified. Jesus replied, "This is the work." They said, "What are we to do that we may be habitually working the works of God? What are we to do to carry out what God requires?" Jesus replied, "This is the work, service, that God asks of you, that you believe in the one whom He has sent, that you cleave to, trust, rely on, and have faith in His messenger." And they ask for a sign. But that is it.
There's another thing. Belief is focus. Belief is all about focus. If you're focused, you're believing in what you are focused on.
That's brilliant.
So that's the work, is to focus and believe, because believing and focus are together. I'm not going to believe something I'm not focused on.
Right. And if you focus on it, You do believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.